Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
All right. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. It is indeed a pleasure to have you on the airways with us. Once again, we've got a very, we've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I've certainly been looking forward to this show. And this show actually comes to us by popular demand. We certainly got a call for this one, and we are looking forward to it. Just before I give you tonight's topic, let's go ahead and bring in Lady T, that's been faithful with us, and we certainly appreciate her over the airways. Lady T, good evening. Nice to hear you.
Good evening. How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, doing just great. I trust that you are as well. Tonight's topic is no surprise to a lot of people. Tonight's topic is why some women, now we're not saying all, of course, but this show comes by popular demand or request, why some women appear to have the gotta-have-a-man syndrome. You know, and this came actually by a lady. She asked that we do this show. So let's find out, do some women really appear to have that gotta-have-a-man syndrome? Lady T, what do you think?
I mean, it depends on the woman and how confident she is. That's my opinion. If you're confident enough and you're secure enough, I don't think you have to have a man. Having one is nice, you know, but you don't have to have a man to feel like you're complete. So some women may feel like they have to have a man because they're missing something in their life. It, you know, that's what I feel.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. And tonight's topic, we're not picking on any particular gender because there could be some men out there who feel that they got to have a woman syndrome. You know, I got to have a woman syndrome. They go through that. you hardly ever hear me say it over the airwaves that I try to avoid getting into talking about myself, but I will tell you this, it's very hard to deal without. I mean, I can't speak for other men, but it's very difficult for me to not have a woman by my side. Very difficult. So maybe I would fall into that category, why some men appear to have, you got to have a woman syndrome. But tonight's topic, by popular demand, gotta have a woman. I think it's nice, and like you said, if it's the right person, I think it can feel good. I mean, maybe it's not a gotta have, but it's nice to have that person. And I'm gonna speak to me tonight in terms of I can't see myself not having a woman. I mean, I just can't. I mean, that's just me. But tonight's show is about why some women appear to have that they got to have a man syndrome. And maybe they're the opposite of what I feel that I am. Let me ask you, Lady T, you know, would you say that you have ever fit into that category, not knowing your status now, but did you ever fit into a category of such?
No, I don't think I ever fit into the category that I gotta have a man. Currently, I'm single, so that is my status. I don't have to have a man to feel complete. I'm all right with being single. I'm enjoying my singleness. I actually like being single much better. I was previously married. I actually enjoy being single than when I was married. I mean, it, like the saying says, I'd rather do bad by myself. Why do I have somebody if, you know, they're not really there with me?
Okay, so, go ahead. I mean, if are you saying then that if they were there with you, it would be different? I mean, is your preference to be single? Is that your preference? Or if a man came along, let's say a nice guy came along, would you, I'm not going to say jump at the opportunity, but would you avail yourself for that opportunity?
I'm always, I feel like I'm always open to having someone find me because I'm not finding anyone.
Okay.
I'm not out there searching and on the hunt for a man. So I'm always open to giving, you know, someone a chance, you know. It all depends on the person, what their intentions are, and how they move.
Okay, that's interesting, and I'm going to explore that a little while later. But let's go to the phone lines early this evening. Let me go to press one if you want to talk to the host. That's very important that you press one. We're going to go to the phone lines early tonight. Why? And just before we go to tonight's story, well, actually, we got to go to the story first. That's what the producers are letting me know. So bear with us tonight. If you want to talk to the host, please press 1. Let's get right into tonight's story. The characters in tonight's story, there are 2, Zen, and Zen is spelled Z-E-N, and Yvonne. Zen, after a year and a half of dating Yvonne, Zen realized that their relationship was not going in the same direction, despite numerous conversations with Yvonne to that regard. While after a conversation 3 weeks ago, Zen thought it was time to move on by telling Yvonne that it was over. Of course, this hurt Yvonne because they had done so many things together, including spending time together. Now, unfortunately, their time together was not always quality time because they found themselves in countless arguments. Now, after only 3 weeks of a breakup, Yvonne was committed to another relationship with a completely new guy. This relationship lasted 3 months, and because Yvonne felt like this guy was not the man that Zen was, she kept making unreasonable comparisons to her previous relationships with Zen, which actually caused her new guy to end the relationship. Now, less than 2 weeks after that breakup, Yvonne was back on the dating scene, appearing to go from man to man to obviously satisfy the moment. Within 2 years after the breakup with Zen, Yvonne has been involved with more than 6 men whom she has still not been pleased with. Recently, her last lover went back to his ex-girlfriend, and as the holidays approach, Yvonne is finding herself all alone and desperate to have a man in her life, even if it's to make it through the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now Yvonne finds herself in a desperate dilemma with her 2 teenage children and no man in sight, at least for now, which of course brings us to tonight's topic, why some women appear to have the gotta have a man syndrome. And let me make this disclaimer also, because this came by popular demand from a lady, we decided to go ahead and do this topic. But it can certainly apply to why some men appear to have the gotta have a woman syndrome as well. So we're not gender based here. Lady T, let's begin with you. I mean, let me ask the first question then. Do you know of anyone like Yvonne, male or female?
To be honest with you, no. I don't know anyone like Yvonne that jumped from relationship to relationship like she's doing. You are who you associate with, and I don't know anybody like that. I'm sorry.
You don't know anyone like that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go to, it looks like we have Brenda here, 305-652. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, this is Brenda. Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi, thank you for joining us tonight, Brenda. You know, Brenda, why is it that some women appear to have a man syndrome?
Actually, I want to make a comment about something in relation to this. It is about why women have to have some women, ladies, older and younger, have to have a man at any cost. And I want to refer to those who are willing to take care of a man who doesn't work, who doesn't want to work, and the one who verbally and abuses them. Okay, that's what I'm concerned about. A lot of ladies out there are willing to have a man in their life in spite of the fact that they are not being treated nicely. Some of these women are called professionals. They make plenty of money. They really don't need a man for financial security, but they still have that man in their life who's staying at home, sitting around eating bonbons, watching TV all day while they're working. And my question is, why are some of these ladies willing to tolerate this so-called man in their life? That's really what I want to know. So
okay,
maybe you can speak to some ladies who have a man who are like that, who basically don't do anything, aren't about anything.
Okay. I mean,
that's
you know
what?
I
did say some.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Brenda, that's interesting. Perhaps Lady T, you want to speak to that?
Well, I think some women may want to have any man, a piece of man, simply because that they may be broken. Something may have happened in their lives where they just feel like, you know what, I don't want to be alone. I'm just willing to take whatever it is that he's dishing out. He may not be working. He may be hitting me. He may not be providing me financially. He may not be there for the kids. But at least, you know, I have somebody, and I just don't want to be alone. I don't want to be that old maid. Or, you know, and there may be some women who just see their mom take it. So now they feel like, okay, this is just something normal, so I got to take it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Brenda. Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, no, I just wanted an answer. She gave me an adequate answer. You know,
okay.
They just want a man.
Right.
Okay,
they want a piece of man.
Right, exactly. I agree with you. Thank you, Dr. Walker. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate you, Brenda. I'm going to ask you to stand by. You know, I want to speak to that as well. And just before that, we're going to go to 305-298 next. I do want to say that in response to Brenda's question here, and I have to agree with Lady T on this one, that some women obviously want that man just to have, and she put it in mild terms, just to have the man around the house, to have him, to have someone in her life versus not having one at all. And obviously she feels comfortable, but I cannot understand if there's any physical or mental abuse. I can't understand why a woman would subject herself to that, even the professional women. And I agree with what Lady Tia said tonight, that in terms of, you know, you can do bad all by yourself. All right, let me go to the phone lines right now. Once again, we're going to go 305-298. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Yes, this is Mr. A.
Mr. A, thank you for joining us this evening, Mr. A. What do you think in terms of tonight's topic? Why some women, I mean, we had Zen and Yvonne. I mean, this lady was going from man to man. We're not picking on genders of females, but what do you think's going on?
Okay, I have a probably not unique, but in the black community, probably a sort of unique take on that. I raised my daughter by myself from 6 to 16. I was a single parent. And, you know, I did everything for her. I showed her, tried to be a good role model for her. Even though that's not natural, not two parents, I think on the one hand, my daughter, you know, she's very independent. So she's got the perspective that, hey, she's measuring up men to my standards. If they don't do anything, they got to get a step in. I think it's the missing father syndrome. A lot of young women and older women are looking for that father they didn't have in their lives, and they would take anything. It goes back to the root of that from my perspective, I think. And it can be unbalanced. Like I said, I raised my daughter for 10 years, 6 to 16, and that's unnatural. Then she's longing for her mother, and that was another issue. So it's supposed to be a balance. It's supposed to be a balance. But for the most part, there's a lot of single women raising young girls with no father in sight, and they don't have a role model, and they just take the first thing that's coming along, and it doesn't look like a man, it walks like a man, but they follow men.
Okay. So, Mr. A, let me ask you this question. So do you think it makes a difference, perhaps from your unique perspective, that a girl who's perhaps raised by her father, or the father having consistent involvement in her life, makes that big a difference?
I would say so, because she knows what a man's expectation. And you know, I was there from day one. It never abandoned. That's abandonment issues when I see, you know, these women are looking for these men to fill a void because they didn't have that father to nurture them, to protect them. So they'll take anything. You know, that's just my perspective. That's from my experience. You know, I've been around a while, so I know from what I see, from my experience, that's just my perspective. You know, there's other perspectives out there, but I think even there's some social scientists have backed that up, far as that missing father. You know, you're going to go looking. You're going to be long. You're going to look for, you know, all the wrong men in all the wrong places. Sometimes the right place, you may think it's right, but they're wrong.
Okay. All right. Mr. A, that's a unique perspective. And, you know, and maybe it's not as unique as you think, because I tend to think that fathers who raise their daughters, or who are consistently involved in their daughter's life, I think that makes a big difference in terms of a girl who may feel so confident, as we spoke to the issue earlier. She feels confident in herself, and she's not just going to settle for any man. So I think that I don't think that's as unique, but I think that that's an interesting perspective.
When I say unique, I just was from the dynamic of the black community, because, you know, you don't see a lot of black men raising daughters. You just don't see that.
Right, and you're certainly, I mean, that's admirable, of course. So, Ms. A, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's see if we can get somebody else in here. And then, Lady T, we're going to come back to you momentarily. Let's go to 954 South Florida here, 826. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air and you're live. Who do we have?
This is, hi, Dr. Walker. How you doing? This is James.
Okay, this is James. James, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you. James, what do you think? I mean, Mr. A came on and he...
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we're talking about why some women appear to have the gotta have a man syndrome. Have you ever come across any woman like that who feels that they just gotta have a man no matter what's going on?
They have to have a man?
Yes. I gotta have a man syndrome. You know, tonight's story, we were talking about a couple, Zen and Yvonne. And when Zen and Yvonne broke up after dating only a year and a half, then it turns out that Yvonne was just, you know, going from man to man because she just wasn't finding, obviously, what she wanted.
Yeah.
So
I think some women, from their grandmothers to, like, their moms, they were raised old school that's what you did. You went to, you know, high school and college maybe, and, you know, you find a career and you find a job, and that's how you – that was life. That's how my father taught me, you know, go to school, best education, best job, then you find your wife. And I'm sure there are a lot of people back in those days that raised, you know, up their girls that way. But I think in today's time, women tend to be more independent. They wanted to get it all and then try to find a man. I have three. You know, all girls, and I'm teaching them to go to school first, get out of, you know, high school and college, and get where you're going to be in your career, and then you can settle down, not so much as, you know, find a man. I tell them that comes after you get everything out of your education first.
Okay, and you feel that is important. What if they really, you know how sometimes people, men or women.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I think it's important. Is because there's a high percentage of our black women that are, you know, unmarried and don't have men available because our men are in jail, 18 to 25 are being taken away at, you know, through gang violence, you know, shots and all that. And so I'm telling them that now you have to get it on your own, that you have to get it on your own now.
Okay. All right. You know, statistics actually indicate from the psychology world, black psychology, that 42% of African-American women will never marry. That's an alarming statistic. I don't know the validity of it, but I've read reports on that, and that's alarming. That's actually, you're almost looking at half of them not getting married. And I'm hoping that that is a statistic that's not accurate. But James, we're going to ask you to stand by just momentarily.
Okay.
You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to talk to the host, press 1. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 786-501. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi there. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Monique.
Monique, thank you for joining us. Monique, what's your perspective on do some women really appear to have the gotta have a man syndrome?
Yeah, there's some women who do have that syndrome, but, you know, this is not the first time, you know, hearing this conversation, whether it's in the media, in a magazine, with personal friends. And I think it's time that we stop generalizing about a lot of things. There are so many generalizations I've heard already that, you know, women who don't have fathers in their lives tend to look for that father to fill the void. I don't know my father, and I didn't do that. So that's a stereotype that I don't fit. And then there's, fathers that have been in their lives. How about the fathers who are in their girls' lives and they're a hot mess? How about those fathers? Because not all fathers that are in their children's lives are good examples of what a father should be. There's a lot of people that have fathers that are in their lives, but they're not the best examples either. So every situation has a different dynamic. Every person has a different personality. There's so many factors involved in these type of decisions. And I don't know, sometimes the hairs rise on the back of my neck when I hear these generalizations, because we love to put people in little boxes and little pots. And they don't always fit nicely in those areas. And, you know, I think those are individual decisions that each woman, you know, makes on her own based on her experiences. Some of them have to do with the father in her life. Some have to do not to do with it. Some have to do with a lot of different things. But, you know, I just think those are generalizations that are not always true.
Okay. All right. You know, Monique, that's interesting. That does take it to brings about a different perspective, because I think that's a valid point that you raised, the generalizations, and what about the fathers who are in their daughters' lives consistently, but in terms are a hot mess. And so I agree. I mean, it depends on the individual, I use your term, a hot mess. And so not all fathers in their lives are the best role models. Sometimes they may find a teacher that's even a better role model than their own father. So we certainly get that, and I want to speak to that. Let me bring Lady T in for a second. Lady T, I think that interesting presents a great discussion piece. What about the fathers who, I mean, we've done some generalizations on here, and we welcome all perspectives. Mm-hmm. What about those fathers who are there and they are a hot mess?
Well, I can actually speak to that piece because my parents are still together and my dad is a hot mess. my mom always preached to me, like the other gentleman said, I forgot his name. He raised his two daughters and he was always pushing education. Well, that's something my mom always preached to me.
What's your name? Okay, go ahead. That was James, the gentleman that said that.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. My mother was always preaching to me, you know, get your education, you know, get a degree, buy your house, you know, she was just pushing that. She was not more so pushing, you know, you got to get married, you got to find a man. She was never pushing that. She was always more so of pushing me for me getting my own independence and being able to stand on my own, which is what I've done. So it's not, and like the young lady just said, that it depends on the person's situation. Not everyone fits into, you know, a particular box. It depends on that person, really, and what they're willing to take. At the end of the day, that's what I think.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Let's go, once again, let's just stand by, and let's go to the phone lines once again. We welcome your comments. We do have comments that have already started coming into the studio. Let's see here. We're going to go to, let's go to 561-713. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us?
Good evening. This is Sarita. How you doing, Jesse?
Sarita. Thank you for joining us, Sarita. Sarita, what are your thoughts tonight?
Oh, well, I think that the only thing that, only man I must have is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. there's no need for women to have that desire of just got to have a man unless there is a lack in their life, and it may be a mental issue. The only one, only a few people that I know that have that got to have a man syndrome are really dealing with mental issues. There may be, you know, that lack of adequate fatherhood in their life, and they're looking for a male figure that can give them some sense of security or satisfaction or whatever. I myself have never found that because my father was always a part of my life, and my parents were together until my father passed away. And I always had a sense of independence that, you know, it would be nice to have a man, but it's nicer to be in harmony with God and live right. The dates that I've had, most of them were not as godly as they profess to be, and they have a disappointment. So I'm like, you know, forget that, you know. Men can be, I'll say, deceiving at times. So you just have to find the right man that has the spiritual background that you need or whatever the focus you have in life that supports you and move forward or just continue in your independence. I guess that says it all for me.
Well, Sari, let me ask you, if I'm hearing you correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, are you saying that some women who feel that they may have the gotta have a man syndrome, that there is a borderline for mental illness there, if that's what I'm hearing you say? Is this, and then you mentioned there's something that they may be, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they may feel deprived from not having fun. Couldn't those be considered on what Monique may have presented to be generalizations?
Well, all of life, we look at generalizations because every person is individually different. Every situation is individually different. So if we're going to talk about any syndrome, we have to be general in that perspective. Now, if we want to get specific, I'll talk about Carol, I'll talk about Elaine, I'll talk about Phyllis. But, you know, then each situation is individually different. So if we want to do a generalization and try to get a syndrome or get a commonality, we have to kind of pull together groups of people and try to find a label or a title or some kind of generalization that identifies who they are and where they are in life. But the fact of the matter is, we're all different. And
okay,
we all operate differently in life.
I agree to that. Let me go. We're going to bring Monique in just before we do. Let's go to, we're going to go to New York. And that's an interesting Sari, that's an interesting perspective. Let's go to New York, 917-399. Welcome. Who do we have this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us, Angela. Is it just enough to, our caller Sarita says, well, you know, the only man that maybe she's speaking to herself, she needs is Jesus to have that one accord with. Is it wrong to have the gotta have a man syndrome?
I think it works for her. It don't work for me and my daughters. I like what Monique has said about the dynamics of growing up without a father, and I'm in that same boat, and I turned out perfectly good, not great.
Okay.
And one thing I have learned is that I'm constantly changing my dynamics of what I'm teaching my daughters through examples, what works for them. So I don't know what this woman is talking about. Jesus, she needs Jesus. Jesus haven't been around in thousands of years for us to have as an example. And it's only hearsay through the Bible. And that's where all this confusion comes from, because most of us are living our lives according to the Bible instead of the real life that they're in. and using the examples that they're going through every day to teach. And once again, what are we teaching our daughters? Because most of us don't even know who we are, come from. And once you have a self-identity of who you are and where you come from, you can start from scratch, working on all the way up, and start teaching your daughters. Give them some type of self-pride about who they are and where they come from, and then build on that.
All right. Okay, Angela, we're going to ask you to definitely stand by. Lady T, I'm going to bring you in just a moment, but let me go back to Monique right here because, you know, people have touched on some of the things that she has said. James, we're going to get back to you in just a moment, and we're going to start to read some of the comments that will come in. Monique, I got to ask you this question. I mean, Sarita brought in a different perspective, and we respect all views and perspectives on here, but it sounds more generalization, you know, that, you know, it almost sounds kind of like far-fetched. I don't know, and I certainly welcome and respect her comments. What are your thoughts on that, since you were the one that brought up the generalizations?
What are my thoughts on what? I didn't understand.
What are your thoughts on that here we brought Sarita in, and Sarita saying, well, basically, it almost she mentioned or alluded to the fact that if a woman has the gotta have a man syndrome, it's almost like bordering on mental illness. I don't see that. Maybe somebody can help me understand that.
I am a very live and let live person, and I think a lot of our problems on this planet have to do with us butting our nose in other people's business and trying to push our values on other people and shove things down people's throats. So I very much feel that, you know, to each his own. So if there is a woman that, you know, has to have a man because that's what she likes, why does she have to be mentally ill? Why can't it be that she just, that's what she likes and it's what she likes? Why do we have to judge her and say that something's wrong with her mentally? Like, I don't buy that.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Lady T, what do you think? I mean, it's a hot topic here. You just joined us tonight. Topic is why some women appear to have the gotta have a man syndrome. Lady T, I mean, now we're talking mental illness because you feel, and I tend to agree with what Monique is saying, preference. If that's what you want, you know, whose business is it anyway?
Well, I agree with that perspective as well, because I don't think it really is mental illness with someone who has to have a man. I mean, like one of the previous callers said, if you raise your child, you know, with the self-counseling, letting them know who they are, I think everything will fall into place. But for you to say that, you know, it's mental illness, I think that's kind of far-fetched in my opinion, respectfully.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I just don't buy that. Sorry.
Right, because I mean, you know, and I agree what Monique is saying here, because what makes us stand in a position to judge others? I mean, I mentioned at the top of the hour that we're not picking on gender base. It's just that tonight's topic was asked by a lady to do this particular topic, and maybe she relates to that topic in some way or other, but we decided to do the topic. Because, I mean, men can certainly fit in this, and I feel that I'm probably one of those men that have the gotta have a woman syndrome. I like having a woman with me. I just do. So, I don't think that I'm bordering on mental illness by any means. So, you know, that's my preference. You know, I like that. Let me go and bring James in right now. Let's bring James back in. James, you know, you think it's anything, you know, unfamiliar for a woman to desire a man or a man to desire a woman, you know, and if you don't work it out with one, you try another one. Is that, what do you think? I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't think I think what makes a person somewhat iffy in the head is not that a woman has that man, got to have a man complex. It's how they go about trying to find a man. Some women want to, you know, try to trap him, you know, all kinds of ways. They want to try to go after somebody else's man because they want that man. They got to have that man. So it's not that they, it's not the fact that they got to have a man or have that, you know, mindset. But what makes me think that some women are a little off is how they go about trying to find that man or to trap that man or to get that. That's where the mental illness, and as far as I'm concerned, comes in. Because some women do some shady things.
Okay. Okay. You know, I like something that Lady T said earlier about, you know, letting the man kind of find you. I think that when it's something about, and I'm just speaking from my perspective, that man that chases that woman, you know, he finds that woman. I think that that makes a big difference. And I think that that's what I heard her say. She's going to wait until that man finds her as opposed to her finding that man. But I'm not saying that that doesn't mean you avail yourself sort of conspicuously in certain arenas to be noticed by, you know, a man in a certain arena level. But I certainly think that when he pursues that chase, it makes a big difference because, and I can speak from certain psychological reports that I've read that oftentimes when the woman chases the man, she ends up continuously chasing him. But you know what? There's nothing written in stone. There's no guarantees on anything. Lady T, let me bring you in. Mr. A, we're going to come back to you in just a second. James, thank you for standing by. Lady T, give me your thoughts. I mean, you're the one that said you're going to wait for a man to find you. Why is that so important?
Basically, you hit the nail on the head for me because I'm not about chasing anyone because you're going to have to keep chasing that person. Like I said, if a relationship happens to come along and we just mesh and we're, you know, feeling each other, then I'm more than willing and open to, you know, see where it goes. But I'm not going to go and go scheme and go connive and just to go and get a man. I'm going to have to continue to do that. And that's just too much work and effort. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. That is very interesting. Let me go
like,
here now. Huh?
I said, I just personally feel like that I'm confident enough to, you know, if I don't end up back in a relationship, I'm okay with that, you know?
Okay.
And if I do, then I'm okay with that as well.
But you will wait till the man pursues you or finds you.
I would prefer a man to, you know, pursue me and find me. I don't believe chivalry is dead. Chivalry is not dead.
All right. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, Lady T, just for a second. Let's go bring Mr. A back in. Mr. A, are you still with us? Mr. A, are you still with us? Okay, perhaps Mr. A is not there. Let me go back now and bring in Angela. Angela, now, I mean, this is kind of, you know, it's getting a little deep where we're talking about mental illness, we're talking about preference, and I mean, that's having opposite sex. Sexes, that's what makes the world kind of evolve, go around. Wouldn't you think? I mean, important how we get there as long as we get there?
Wow. Coming from a person who only been married to the same person for about 25 years, so I would say if I had to do it all over again that I wouldn't just stick to one person. In other words, I would have dated a little more, asked more questions, find out people's backgrounds. You don't wait until 10 years later to find out that this person has something that you're not compatible to, even though I know sometimes you do grow apart from others in a relationship. But I don't think there's a really one answer to this question. Like, I just believe that you have to live life and experience things, and this is how you grow. That's what I truly believe. And are there going to be some heartaches? Yes. And I tell my daughters, because they talk to me up just about everything when they come home, and I don't want to hear it sometimes because it's about boys. But I'm glad that they're sharing, but I wish they would go to their dad and talk to him, but then I can kind of understand they don't want to do it because, you know, he's kind of old-fashioned. Let's just put it that way. So, yeah, experience is always the best teacher.
Are you serious? We're going to have a show, upcoming show on that one. Is experience the best teacher? But let me ask you. I'm sorry, I had to laugh on that. We are going to have an upcoming show on that. Is experience, as a matter of fact, we've had part one of that. We're going to do a part two upcoming. But, you know, I'm going to go back to Lady T just for a second. Stand by, Angela, for me, if you would. You know, here it is again now. We're talking, you know, the father in home, but here, and we're not judging Angela's husband, but she's saying that she would prefer her daughters to talk to their dad, but he's old-fashioned. So, I mean, going back to something that Monique said, it talks about what about the generalizations where the fathers are in the home. And Angela, we'll bring you back in to also address this here. So what about a case like that where obviously the daughters aren't comfortable enough to go to their dad? What do you think? I mean, you mentioned your father earlier, Lady T.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, me and my mom were tight. I talked to her about everything. Like, my dad was there in the home, but he wasn't, you know, present. He wasn't active. So just because your dad is in the home don't really mean anything. Her daughters feel more comfortable talking to her because they have that type of relationship. Dad is old school, so they just don't want to be judged by dad. So the fact that they're willing and open enough to come and talk to mom, hey, that is a plus. So I would continue to encourage that because we don't want them to now start hiding stuff and then sneaking around and then end up doing things that we shouldn't be doing.
All right. Okay. All right. That's good. I mean, I'm glad that Monique did bring that out because I hadn't even thought about that part until she brought that in. Let's go to the phone lines. I mean, let's go to the comment section now. Monique, we're going to give you the first comment, why some women appear to have the got to have a man syndrome. And this male writes in with his perspective. He says, I don't think all women feel this way because I have dated some women who later told me after having their children, they don't need a man. I'm still trying to figure that one out. In all fairness, I've also heard that part, that some women felt that, you know, after they have their children, they don't have the desire for a man anymore. Monique, let me just ask you, I mean, we're trying to sometimes figure that one out. I mean, that's just the way that they feel. What are your thoughts on something like that?
I'm not of the perspective that marriage is something that is intuitive by nature. I feel like it's a forced institution, and I feel like that's why it's now falling apart with all the animal species that mate for life, or supposedly mate for life, but the divorce rate is so high that you can't even say that. So I don't feel that anybody needs anybody else to complete themselves or make themselves happy. Whatever works for you is great, and that's how you, you know, go on with your life. You don't have, my mother taught me, like Lady T, similar things. She taught me, get your education. Don't depend on anyone. Be able to take care of yourself. Having a man, you know, I like it. I'm not going to say that I don't. But do I have to have someone in my life? No, I can be happy without. There's plenty of people in relationships. This is good. This can be 10 other topics. Plenty of marriages or people in relationships that want to have that other person, and they're totally miserable. So what is the point of that? Don't even get me started. Sorry.
Okay. That makes sense. What is the point of that? And I mean, that makes sense. We had a show maybe a couple of years ago, should marriage, and this was by popular demand also, should marriage come with an expiration date? Just like, you know, milk has an expiration date. All foods have an expiration date, even the ones that are in canned goods. Should marriage come with an expiration date? And you'd be surprised the number of people that say yes. You know, driver's license comes with an expiration date, you know. But that's interesting. Monique, just stand by just for a second. James, let me come back to you just before we go to Angela again and Lady T. And James, I got to ask this question. I mean, it's not that we're getting off topic, but it's like, you know, I want to speak to that same comment that came in. Some women feel, this guy writes in and says that some women that he's dated say that after they have their children, they don't really, you know, need a man. Help us. I mean, what do you think goes on? We never know what goes on in anybody's mind. But what comes to your thoughts when if you were to hear something like that?
Well, the first thought that comes to mind is more black women or women in general graduate college, master's and doctor's degrees than men, especially black men. So that means more women are out there earning more money, buying their own homes, paying their own bills, and the only thing they really need a man for is to fix stuff around the house and the baby. So once they have that baby, I can understand that dynamic now because that's the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And to your comment about the expiration date, God gave an expiration date until you die. That's the expiration date. Now, you can't change God's law. Man can change it, but that doesn't change it as far as God's concerned. God said that it's death until marriage, until somebody passes away. That's the expiration date. I want to make that comment.
And we hope that they don't kill him, right? We hope that they don't kill him. Let me go through. James, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Angela, let's bring you back in with that same comment that the guy sent in. You know, after some women have a baby, they don't really desire or need the man anymore. What are your thoughts on something like that?
Well, what I will say is I'm not one of those women that desire not to have a man, but men aren't doing their parts around a house, as your last caller would say, like fixing things, they're not fixing them. Women are learning how to fix things while men are standing stagnant on certain things. I've asked my husband to help me fix the washing machine, the dryer, let's look it up, let's read it, let's fix the car together, and he don't want to do it. And so that gets my mouth in a lot of trouble with my husband because I'm over opinionated about stuff, and I'll come out and ask him flat, do you not want to learn or go to the next level and learn more than, are you accepting what you know? Don't you want to know more? Because to me, I like to save a little money in my pocket. But back to what he was saying about the Bible, man wrote that Bible. Man put those vows in there, to death do us part. Man corrupted the Bible. So I don't believe it's to death. And I'm telling you right now, if my husband keeps acting up, he's going to be by himself before death. And I know there's many women out here that's thinking on the same lines, and man been doing that anyway. So let's not keep bringing the Bible in here when we already know who the authors are.
All right. Angela, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. That's probably a whole nother show. But Lady T, let me bring you in as a referee here. If the man don't want to fix the washing machine, I mean, and saving a few dollars, we won't start anything here on the show. But is that enough to let him go? I'm sure he does some other stuff. And Angela, we'll give you a chance to rebuttal on that. But, I mean,
I'm going to be a referee now. You don't want to fix a washing machine, and she's asking him, like, come on, let's save some money. Let's look this up. I'm all for saving some money now. I'm frugal now. I don't need you to come and look this up. Otherwise, we're going to be spending this cash. And as far as, you know, till death do us part, I believe we have a forgiving God, and he will forgive me if I decide to divorce his behind for not doing what he's supposed to do.
Okay. Okay. So not doing what he's supposed to do. So is he supposed to fix that washing machine, or if you're making enough money, couldn't you just call, like, one of these companies to come and fix it, and he pays for that?
Well, he's not supposed to fix the washing machine.
as far as, you know, divorce is concerned, I'm speaking more of like, okay, we're in a relationship together. Are we, what we need to communicate? We need to be on the same page. Like, if he's not doing what he's supposed to do at home, and we're just constantly arguing, and we're not, you know, on the same page, it may be time to let him go. And if we spoke, wow. you know, if we've tried counseling and that's not working, it's time to let him go. We have a forgiving
right.
God. That's what we believe.
Wow.
Can
right.
I comment?
Oh,
can I comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Let me say this. I work about 6 hours a week, and I pay for people to fix stuff around my house because I don't want to spend my 2 days I have off running around to Home Depot and Lowe's trying to fix stuff. And then next thing you know, I'm facing another 6 hour week. So I don't agree with that because, I mean, you can't fault a man because, you know, he wants to pay somebody to fix something. Who's going to fix it right and have the time, then he can, you know, go out there and mess with it, mess it up even more, and you still got to call somebody in. So I don't agree with that.
Okay, and you know, on that note, too, I have to just, I want to throw my part in as a male, too. I can't even hang a picture really good, but I really can't. So I know that if my wife counted on me to go fix something, it's like, I mean, I put that disclaimer out there before I was married that I'm not that guy, but I can have
I'm
it
not.
Fixed. And it's
right.
Okay. And as long as it, I asked the question earlier, is it important how we get, as long as we get there? And that's what I'm thinking. Angela, we'll bring you back in just a second. And Monique, I want you to come in and chime in on this. Because as long as we can get it done, I mean, I can't learn everything, and I'm not really, and I'm not putting it out there in your relationship, Andrew, but I'm not even interested in learning a lot of stuff. It's like the things that are, and just like James said, he does a 60-hour work week. I would think that a woman would want more of the quality time to spend with her than chasing Home Depot and these places trying to find some part that you don't even know exists. I mean, that would be mean because I don't know all the components of a washer or dryer. And even hanging a picture for that matter, it's like, you know, can I just YouTube it or Google it and then go get somebody to come and do it? You know, so, Andrew, let's bring you back here in all fairness to you. And then Monique, we're going to bring you in.
Oh, that was hilarious. James, that's too much. That's too many excessive hours that you're working. You're away from your family. And I understand that you have to work it to provide for your family, but you have your wife that works also that can help and provide as a joint thing. And I think y'all missing the point. The point is that, okay, I understand that he doesn't want to learn those things, but actually it's a bigger picture to this. I mean,
right.
Learning in general. I just named one thing, which was the washer. And by the way, he's off 4 days a week. So he has time.
Oh, wow.
Get on Google or YouTube with me. It took me 10
you
minutes
all
on YouTube to learn
time.
This.
Exactly.
Well, like, you know what? I'm on a time limit, so I didn't have enough time to get it. I just wanted to make a little joke and make everybody smile and laugh. But
right.
The reality is that I would love to pay other people to come in and do certain things too. But I done went back to old school where I started teaching my daughters how to do things for themselves, whether it's sewing, crocheting, cooking for themselves, because we're living in a society where most people are ignoring the things that's happening to our ecosystem and in our environment. We may have to revert back to that stuff. So, therefore, when we talk about education, you better start educating your kids how to do things themselves, take care of themselves. Okay, because everybody's not going to be willing to come bring you a can of corn or some fresh vegetables. You're going to have to grow that joint yourself. So, I mean, I'm not trying to get off topic, but all this, I just think we're wasting too much time. Life is just
right.
a lesson that you learn, and some people don't want to go past certain steps. They want to stay stagnant. And so
okay.
And for me personally, I can't be stagnant.
But let me ask you this.
Some women, they just want to be kept. They want a man, and they want to be, that's what they want. And there's nothing wrong with that. They want to have a man, pay the bills, fix everything. They want to be housewives, and they want to be moms. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's
their goal. And who started that? Man started that. You wanted us to stay home and have babies, right? Man started that. Y'all wanted to go out and be the breadwinners, right? So now that we're taking you up on it, you got a problem with it now, too. So which one is
that's
it?
A whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. James, we're going to ask you and Angela to stand behind this for a second. We got to get to the rest of the. We're going to at least try to get in four more comments. We only have about 5 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Monique, let's bring you in just quickly here. Sounds like we do need a referee in this situation here because there was a lot of generalization going on. What are your thoughts and what you've heard, some of what you've heard?
My thoughts are I want to know where Angela lives because when I go to New York or New Jersey because I'm figuring that's where she lives, I want to meet her.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Angela, what do you think about that? You sound like a liberated woman, and that's what I take from this. That she's like,
well,
you're right on point.
Well, let me tell you something. I want all of these things. I want the husband. I want him to take care of me, too, but I like to have my own money sometimes, too. But if she can withstand coming to visit the projects in Harlem, hey, my door is open to anybody. I will cook for you, show you a good time, take you out on the city. We can act like tourists, even though I don't like walking everywhere. I drive everywhere.
Angela, okay. I was born in the Bronx, even though I've been here for a long time.
Well, come on back home. Come visit.
All right, let's take some of these comments. Lady T, we're going to give you this comment. This particular comment comes in from, let's see here, it comes in from a female. She writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's topic, why some women appear to have the gotta have a man syndrome, I used to feel like I didn't have to have a man in my life until I was divorced for over 7 years. It was a lonely period for me, only going out with girlfriends. Somewhere along the way, you want a male companionship that you can feel good about. What do you think about that, Lady T? I mean, I go back to something Monique said, and it's like preference. If that works for some people, if that works for you, that's fine. If it doesn't, that's fine, too. What are your thoughts, Lady T?
I agree with that. It may work for some and it may not work for other people. It depends on your preference. I mean, me, I don't have to have a man in order to feel complete. I mean, I enjoy going out with, you know, my family members and we just hang out. I'm more family oriented. I don't need to have a man to be on my arm. And I'm not, I'm all right being independent and by myself. So,
okay.
That's my
preference. All right, James. Lady T, we're going to ask you to stand by. James, this comment comes in from a female. She says, I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you, in terms of why some women appear to have a man syndrome. I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you have the right man. I've been married twice now and really in love with my second husband. We get along well, she says, but I don't know if I can survive. She says, I know I can survive if things went to a different direction or a different way. That sounds reasonable to me. James, what do you think? It's not like she's complete so much. It's preference. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, that's what I said. You know, some women have to have a man. Me, I have to have a woman in my life. You know, like when I was single, I mean, the loneliest night, it was Saturday night because I was alone. I was geared that way. I was brought up that way. And some women are brought up like the same way. That's what my father taught me. Education, job, find you a good girl, have a family. That's it. And some women are brought up that way. There's nothing wrong with it. And some women, like me, on Saturday night, that's the worst night. Friday night is the worst night. On the weekends, because they're alone. And it's empty to go out with this person, that person. They want one individual. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I say it at the top of the hour, for those of you all that may have just been joining us earlier, I say at the top of the hour, I probably would fit into this category, why some men appear to have the gotta have a woman syndrome. And I know that I'm that man, and sometimes in generalizing that it could be mental illness. I don't think that I'm mentally ill. I mean, I don't think any of us are are normal as whatever normal is. But I do believe that I'm, you know, I just enjoy it. That's my preference. That's my choice. And that's what Monique was saying earlier. James, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to try to take about two more of these comments before we end tonight's show. This next one we're going to, let's put it out there. This male, this female writes in, I'm grateful that I'm not one of those women who feel they just have to have a man and can't survive without one. She says she's grateful that she's not one of those women. Monique, let's give you that one. I mean, it sounds like she's secure in who she is. I mean, even with or without.
I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it's, like I said, it's preference, but some women do actually, if they feel like they need a man and they don't have them, they get depressed, they can't function in their lives, and they're unhappy. And I feel like if you can function on your own and you're perfectly fine and you're happy going about your business and life, then that's a great thing. I mean, go for it.
All right. Angela, we're going to give you this one to share with Lady T as our last comment. And this person writes in, this comes from a male. He says, I have a sister who feels she has to have a man. In fact, her last three boyfriends over the past 2 years left her, and within a month she was with someone else. I keep telling her that she's moving too fast, but she's not hearing it. Angela, I mean, if that's her preference, why not?
Well, I think it could be for all the wrong reasons why she thinks she needs to have a man. I know someone where she felt as though she needed to have a man, but her relationship was bad because she was an alcoholic and she did drugs, and so did he. So that don't mean that that person is right for you, but, I mean, to each his own, to be honest. I can't judge that lady for wanting to be with a man because I want to be with a man, too.
Okay.
I'm with one, you know.
At the end of the day, I think we all want some companionship. Let me go now to Lady T. We're going to give you the final word. You know, bring us home. Close us out tonight. Why some women appear to have, women or men actually appear to have that got to have a man syndrome. And I certainly fit into that category. I just got to have me a lady. You know, a brother can only show me where the next lady is. But go ahead, Lady T, and bring us home with that one. James, you feel me out there?
I do.
A lot of the callers are saying, it depends on your personal preference at the end of the day.
Right.
Whether you want somebody with you or not, or whether you're secure enough with yourself that you're okay with being alone and independent. It all depends on your personal preference. Me, I'm okay with being, you know, by myself and independent. If a man happens to come along my way, I'm more than willing and open enough to give it a chance. If not, I'm okay to be by myself and happy. So it's personal preference at the end of the day.
All right. Okay. It's been a really great show tonight. We are clearly out of time. You're threatening me over here. I do want to say I want to thank all of you all for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Why some women or why some men, for that matter, appear to have the got to have a man or woman syndrome. I want to thank all of you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to stay tuned for tonight's program. Join us tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow's program, join us back here live next week. Lady T, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the air with us as my co-host. Join us tomorrow or next Friday. I'm sorry, until next Thursday. I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. All right, that's okay.